You are listening to the audio production of Well-Ordered Living Well, A Field Guide to Presbyterian Church Government by Guy Prentice Waters, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Reformation Heritage Books and is read by Tim H. Dixon. Dedication. To 4th Presbyterian Church, Bethesda, Maryland, 10th Presbyterian Church, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New Hope Presbyterian Church, Fairfax, Virginia, Church of the Good Shepherd, Durham, North Carolina, and First Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Preface. I count it a small victory that you are listening to this preface. Books on church government do not rank high on Christian bestseller lists. The fact that you have made it this far says something. Biblical church government is many things. At its best, it reflects a commitment to the Bible as the infallible, inerrant Word of God. The Bible speaks to a high view of the sovereignty and majesty of God. It exalts the free grace of God in the gospel of Christ. It cherishes worship that is biblical and reverent, and it prescribes a form of church government, rule by elders. This book is a brief and non-technical introduction to biblical church government. It is written with a non-specialist in mind. If you have never been to seminary, and even if you think you may never serve as a church officer, this audiobook is for you. I hope that you will see that we all need church government to live our Christian lives well. We all need to know a little bit about church government to make the most of our Christian life, especially as we live in community with our fellow believers. This audiobook is designed to equip you with some of the basics, to answer questions you may always have had, or to answer questions you may never have thought to ask. My hope is that once you're done, you'll be more appreciative of your church and your leaders, and, above all, rejoice in the Lord and be thankful to Him. I am writing as someone who is persuaded that Presbyterianism is the form of government that most closely captures biblical church government. Some of you may come from churches whose government traces its roots to the Church Order of Dort. There is a lot of overlap between Presbyterianism and Dortian church polity. There are a few differences as well. Pastor Bartle Elshout has kindly authored an appendix to this audiobook. In it, he briefly, clearly, and accessibly shows what Presbyterianism and Dortian church polity have in
sample complete. Ready to continue?